When local matters.
Hits and Memories on 2RS 585.
Now, Alex, you found something in the Bathurst papers, haven't you?
Yeah, this is something I actually saw and it really, really annoyed me. Anna, it's an issue in Bathurst facing the Bathurst community at the moment where the kids' playground in Kelso has been getting vandalised on a weekly basis, right?
Right, okay.
Yeah. So basically the kids are coming there on the weekend, spray painting over the play equipment, and then the parents come there in the morning or in the next day, wherever it may be, with their little kids. But these kids they're bringing with them are 5 years old. The ones vandalising it are obviously, you know, a lot older. So these five-year-olds are actually seeing things and reading things that probably shouldn't read.
Oh, that would be hard for the parents.
You know, yeah, it is hard. And that really, really annoys me, you know. But, and the other thing that annoys me is that the council now are thinking of getting rid of the play equipment completely, which is a very black and white decision.
But I guess it's fair enough. I mean, it's happening on a weekly basis. It's going to be costing them a fortune, and it's our money.
This is why it's raised a lot of debate, and it's a place for the community to come together and look and have a good time. But at the same time, you're right. It is a place where kids are putting up foul language, and now kids like 5 years old are seeing it. It's really kids versus kids in this one, and the parents are stuck in the middle.
Yeah, that's right. So I think it's a tough one. I get what
You get what I'm saying, right? But, you know, there are two sides to it. Do we just get rid of it to destroy the problem? But if you get rid of it, then the kids have nowhere to play.
Should it stay or should it go?
G'day, Alex here with you this morning. I've got Helen on the line talking about this issue. Helen's actually from Kelso. What are your thoughts on it, dear?
I reckon we should keep it. I think there's got to be a way that we can let these kids express themselves, but it can be in a safe way for the younger kids. You know what I mean? Like, some councils manage to get these graffiti walls happening where it's actually art. It's not just, you know, kids writing this gross stuff.
Yeah, but Helen, the things that are coming up and the graffiti that's going on is of, you know, there's swearing.
No, but I'm with Helen, though. What's Helen saying? If they have a place for an outlet, then that means they'll stop doing it there and they'll do it somewhere else. Because they're going to do it anyway, right, Helen?
It seems like it, doesn't it?
So then if they've got a place to do it, they won't do it at the kids' park.
Yeah, but Alex, you don't have kids. Helen, do you have kids?
I do, yeah. I've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
And how would you feel if your 4-year-old and 2-year-old saw such, you know, words that we can't say on air, obviously, but ones that you wouldn't want your 5-year-old and 2-year-old?
Sure. Well, I mean, at the moment they're a bit young to be able to read it, so that, you know, that's pretty helpful for me as a mum. But in a couple of years, I don't want to be answering those questions with kids going, hey, mummy, what does that word mean?
Yeah,
well, it's a good point. Helen, thanks for your time.
We have Simon on the line. Simon, I think I'm with you. I want it closed. What are your thoughts, Simon?
Yeah, I think you just got to think about the sort of stuff the kids are exposed to. They shouldn't be exposed to that sort of stuff at that age. And, you know, you say you shouldn't let, you know, these vandals, you know, sort of dictate what happens. But, I mean, that's about what's fair. And these, you know, these guys don't care about what's fair. They just care about, you know, doing this, you know, just putting the words up there just for the sake of it and having a little giggle.
I totally
really
agree.
The consequences.
And it's costing the council thousands of dollars to get this painted over on a weekly basis as well, when this money could be going to something else, maybe an indoor play centre or something.
But that's what's here.
Yeah, I mean,
you go, Simon.
Yeah, I mean, because if you move it indoors, I mean, that means you can you got better security for the area. You know, you have to lock it to get in there and things. You know, yeah.
Maybe it's not a bad idea, actually.
This is 2RS
Hits and Memories.